It's Mom's Room with Greg and Stephanie Bloom.
Someone's calling in.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Is it Clay? It might be Clay.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, you two.
Clay, bravo. Clay, our...
Hello, Clay.
Star of Bewitched.
From Bewitched. Yeah.
She has a lot of starring roles. She's very, very...
And the upcoming Another Harvest Moon.
Whoa, I want to hear all about that. But first, can you make my wife disappear?
Hey. That is hurtful.
You get... I had to shove my nose through the phone.
Can you twinkle your nose like, what's her name?
Samantha.
Sam Stevens.
Actually, Nora Ephron asked me to do like a double take where I shake my head like the humans do when, you know, when the witches do magic on them.
Yeah.
She had me do 15 takes of making my head go like that. You know?
Oh, that, did they have a chiropractor on the set for you for an adjustment?
Are you a little dizzy?
She was dizzy
actually,
before that.
I just went in and put on a pair of tight socks so I can talk to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for you. Stephanie's not even wearing any pants.
I am wearing pants.
You're not.
I'm wearing no bra, which frightens everyone.
Oh, is that what that was?
No.
See, she's, I love her. I wanted Clay to tell us about her celebrity, she had a couple of celebrity run-ins.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my brushes with fame?
Well, you worked on Bewitched. Didn't you work with what's her name and what's his name and the other one?
We're so good
I
with
did,
names.
With Nicole Kidman and Michael Caine. But it was good. It was fun. I actually rode in a little minivan with Michael Caine over to Pan's Diner on La Tierra and La Cienega.
You're telling me that Michael Caine, after being in the movies for like 75 years,
right,
still rides in a van to the set?
Isn't that awesome?
He doesn't get a town car at least or something?
You know, I don't know if it was just that particular day or what it was, but you know, he was very down to earth.
He wanted to hang out with you. That's what it was.
Yeah. Get a little piece of Clay.
I'm riding with that hottie Clay Bravo.
He actually has an acting book. Did you ever read his acting book? Clay, do you have his acting book? Michael Keaton wrote a... Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, but growing up and, you know, being... You mean being, like, poor and everything? And...
Oh, no. That's Michael Caine. Never mind.
Oh. Who are you talking about?
She said Michael...
Michael Keaton.
She's so bad. It's unbelievable.
We need Ginkgo Biloba is really what we need. We both have memories. We're talking about stars and we can't remember anything. And
I just started, like, in February, I started taking B vitamins, like, you know, three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I am so sharp. It's like, I'm not kidding you, except, like, the other week I went away with John for the week and I forgot to take him with me. And it was like Flowers for Algernon. Like, I went all the way backwards past go.
Wait, that's funny. Is it vitamin B or D?
Vitamin B.
See,
I got
them already,
after a week. I couldn't even remember where they were to take them.
I got to get me some of those.
I am telling you the honest, and I'm not kidding. It's like, I am so sharp. I mean, and I've been taking them for about a month, and I don't usually go for all that kind of, you know, woo-woo kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been amazing. It's I'm just sharp as a tack. But like I said, you know, when I didn't have him for a week and it was bad.
Did Michael Caine tell you to take vitamin B?
No.
Or Michael Keaton? What did he sell? What did you talk to him on the van or was he like, you know,
he was kind of cute.
Yeah.
He was very British.
Yeah.
You know, like we pulled up in front of Pan's Diner and it was literally like this little diner and they had 82 million floodlights and cables and everything. And he turned to me and he said, "Well, this is quite a fuss for just a little bit of lunch, you know."
That's funny.
Oh, what a fuss for a little bit of lunch.
Steph wanted me to tell you about my brush with fame.
Yeah, well, that's not good enough.
No.
That one's good actually. But I worked at Universal for about the first 8 or 9 years that I lived here. I was a hostess at Victoria Station.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So I used to see everybody when they used to come in, you know, and like when I first got there in 1987, I think they were doing a promotion because they had the new ride, the earthquake ride. So Charlton Heston was there, and I got to make him an earthquake shake.
Did you?
You know?
Did he tip you well?
He He actually, no, there was no tipping. It was just a, you know, it was a charity event, so it was kind of set up like, you know, just for everybody to come by and get their earthquake shake, but he did come by and get one from me.
Wow.
So that was pretty neat. I saw actually a lot of people. I saw Don Adams from Get Smart.
Missed it by that much.
Yes.
That guy.
And he was adorable. He actually came up, and I think he kind of hit on me a little bit.
Really?
You were a hottie. I saw a picture of Clay in her bikini. I'm telling you, she's a hot,
she's serving
hot number.
Earthquake shakes in a bikini to Don Adams.
There you go.
Didn't you get...
And Earl Holliman, remember him from Policewoman?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure he had a career before Policewoman, but I do remember him from Policewoman.
Yes, he did, and that was very mean of me to not bring up
Earl Holliman, star of Policewoman.
What else?
Pepper Anderson.
But I did also, and I did meet Ben Kingsley, Sir Ben Kingsley. He came in, and he was sitting, I remember distinctly, here's the B vitamins again. He was at table 68, and that was like 15 years ago.
Wow. Didn't your earring get caught in somebody's something?
Oh, Steph wants to hear this story.
I want to hear that story.
This is really good. Okay, so this was my very first brush with fame. So I'm standing at the front desk at Victoria Station. It's 1987. And in walks Joanne Worley from Laugh-In, right?
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, like, yay! Right?
Sorry.
So she comes up to the front desk, and I was so excited. So I go running around, and she had, like, the big, you know, the big bouffant, the beehive with the chiffon scarf.
Right.
And the big cardboard lashes.
Right.
You know, the whole nine
she
yards.
She must have been coming from the set of Match Game.
She actually kind of came in through a puff of smoke, like, almost like from the past, you know?
Here I am!
So she came up to the desk, and I got so excited, as I have a tendency to do, and I ran around the desk, and I gave her a big hug, and I was going to take her to her table, and as we turned around, we were literally walking arm in arm, and I realized that my earring had gotten stuck in her wig, and we were actually, like, hermetically sealed. We were connected to each other.
How did your earring get stuck in her wig? What did you jump? Well, what did you do?
It was so big. I
just went and I gave her a big hug and I kind of smashed myself up against her.
Oh. Well, wait a second. Back up a minute here.
All right.
How do you, don't you usually get wrestled to the ground by attacking celebrities like that?
Well, this was 1987.
So you didn't even say anything? She didn't know who you were?
No,
I need
no.
lessons because I have a fear of celebrities, so I can't approach them. So I need to know, what do you do? What's the first thing you say? You don't run up and hug them.
I did actually. Well, I said I love you, and then I went like that, and then I came around the desk, and it's that Midwestern accessibility thing. Plus, I'm Italian, so that's like a free space. You know, you just can. Do you what you want to do.
You were thinking about all this stuff before you ran up to her?
I was. I was like lightning.
So
you know?
I think I'm a Jew. That's already one strike against me. Then what do I do?
You're a pervert.
I can't make that sound.
You're a man, so you can't grab.
I could do a Paul Lynde.
That was
Charles Nelson Reilly. Sorry, I screwed up my gaze for a minute.
Did you?
Well, okay, so anyway, so I went around, I gave her this big hug, and then as I turned around to take her to her table, and we were literally walking arm in arm, and I realized that my earring had come loose and gotten stuck in her wig.
So you were attached to it still, though.
I was, because a piece of strand of my hair had come up long, so it was like a string between us.
You had a limbo game going.
It was like a leash, like a little connective, you know. So, and back then, I just got here, you know, and I didn't want to point it out to her. I thought I was very uncomfortable that I was connected to her, so I just started to walk with her as if we were really close.
Did she know that you were attached?
No, and she didn't, because I kept my head right next to her. And then every time, like, I would say to her, oh, when I was in seventh grade, you know, in Milwaukee, we did a laugh-in wall, and I played you. And then when I would say stuff like that, she would throw her head back to laugh, so I would throw my head back at the same time.
That must have been a long walk to the table.
Well, the place sat like 1,300 people, so
oh, wow.
It was.
Yeah, I'm sure it must have gotten embarrassing when you had to sit down on her lap.
Yeah, how did
Why are you sitting on my lap, honey?
They're like, all right.
No, so then actually what happened was we got back towards the table, and I thought, I got to think fast. So what happened was I pointed in one direction, and I said, and your table is this way. And when she turned her head, I just took my finger, and I flinked the earring off of her wig so that it flew. Because see, it was like it was a wig, so it wasn't attached to her central nervous system.
Right.
So she couldn't feel anything.
You could have pulled off her entire wig, and she may not have even noticed.
Exactly, exactly. And that was it. And it flew across the room under the service bar, and she gave me a big hug, and we both did like a to each other, and she went to her table.
And you ran back and picked up your earring.
And my earring, and I went back to the front desk.
Wow.
I love that story.
I love that story.
Yay!
That's the best. You win. If we had a prize, you would win it.
I have to agree with you. Best, that is one of my favorites,
best
too.
Brush with celebrity. That's a real brush with celebrity.
Yeah, we brushed.
Yeah, well, you more than brushed. You were almost
and
related.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. I have to tell you guys. Duh. I just did a Samsung commercial with Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm. Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, well, I'm this Russian masseuse, so talk about brushing with fame. I had to brush his rear end for like 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Wait, brush his rear end?
Well, I'm massaging him, so I was kind of massaging his back and then his you know, the end of his back and then his vidigu and like the whole area of back. He texts me. I shouldn't say because I think the commercial hasn't come out yet, but
what does he
but
say?
I'm waiting for it.
What does he text you? Can you say or no?
He texts me like a little, you know, message, like something to do with the way I'm massaging him. And, you know, because he doesn't talk to anybody because no one can understand him.
Right. I saw the other commercial. It's hilarious.
Yeah. No, they're good. So hopefully this is one where he goes to the health club. So he sees the personal trainer and I'm the masseuse. And it should be, I mean, I'm hoping as good as that last one if they run it, you know, we'll see. But it was really fun, and I definitely got to brush him for a while.
Is he skinny?
He's very skinny.
I can't imagine massaging him because he seems so skinny.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, I'm not going to take that role. I don't want to massage Ozzy Osbourne's ass.
Oh, I'll do it. I just, you know, he seems a little bit... Do you understand him when he speaks, or is that...
No, not at all.
Really? So it's true.
I couldn't understand.
Rita, roll.
Is that brain damage?
Rita to the left.
Or is that his accent, too much drinking, or brain damage? Like, why can't you understand? Is it a combination of brain damage from drugs?
I don't have any brain damage. It's just
or drinking. Or just
the
accent. Which one?
Great.
Can't find my pick.
No, he was really sweet, though. He actually, you know, it was hard because everybody wanted a picture with him. And, you know, he couldn't do it because he would have had to be doing it a million times. But he and I had such a good rapport that he actually pulled me to the side and let me had a picture with him, which was really sweet.
Aw, that's so
He nice. Was. He was a sweetheart. He really was.
Yeah.
Was he naked?
He had the robe on, you know, the with the opening in the back.
Oh, that's good.
On.
The robe, the hospital robe with the
mental illness robe
with the string and the tuchus hanging out. That's all.
Oh, he had a hospital gown on. No,
something like, you know, like that, I think. But his hair was cut, you know, because he had the long hair. You know,
yeah.
Did they wax his back or anything before this shoot?
Did you actually touch his butt?
He was covered. I used like an elbow, you know, like the masseuses where they take their elbow and they put it down.
Uh-huh.
I kind of did like an elbow stroke.
Did he say, ow, you're hurting me, Clay?
Well,
harder.
I was trying to keep my face kind of close to his, you know, so that I was in the shot.
Rita, could you back up out of the shot a little bit, please? You're blocking Ozzy Osbourne's ass.
We only want your hands,
Rita. We only want Ozzy's ass. The rest is not important.
Well, listen, speaking of yeah, back as my Whirlpool commercial with Reba McEntire for Habitat for Humanity is going to be on during the Academy Awards.
Nice.
But all you see is my pigtail and a piece of my chin and nose.
So,
but I'm in it.
Listen, as long as you got paid, honey, that's all that matters.
Honey, I'm the highest paid pigtail in town, let me tell you.
You go, girlfriend. Practicality.
I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Clay Bravo. We love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. I'm off to 1963.
Good luck.
Enjoy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Clay Bravo, ladies and gentlemen.
I love her. She's the best laugh, doesn't she?
Yeah. I feel really funny when I'm talking to her.
What a cool name, Clay Bravo. Love that.
Clay Bravo.
Love it. I have gas.
I know. She was farting during that whole Clay Bravo interview, and I did not want to interrupt. I didn't want to be impolite.
I'm sorry. I'm
playing it back. I'm sure you can hear it.
I'm having serious...
This is what was going on. Clay Bravo's talking, blah, 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 blah. In the background, you hear...
She was interesting, too.
She was great. And then, that's why I didn't want to interrupt, because a fart is hilarious.
I'm having such pain, sweetie. It's when they put my uterus back. I think there's a lot of air still in there.
There's still air in her uterus.
From
but
my
that did
C-section.
Not, that was not a uterus type of flatulence.
How do
I mean,
you know?
An air Atchison flatulence. There was no air in that flatulence. It was pure gas. It was
my
like
stomach.
You better call the doctor and say my uterus is filled with gas, and every time I sit down, it squeezes itself out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then, you know, I didn't want to say anything. Everything was fine. It happened like 3 times. And then the last one, it was like it floated over to me and I almost fell off the chair.
I'm so sorry. I'm in pain.
Let me out of here!
I gotta call the doctor.
I can't take it anymore!
I'm telling you, you try to have your uterus shoved back in your body after removing a human.
I had my uterus removed a few years ago.
Ah! Funny.
Be sure to check out Mommy's Rule on YouTube, on Twitter, and on Facebook. Oh, and momsrule.com.